I'm Theo Greenlee, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUCB, where I work in on Alaska, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $75.15 per barrel to $70.96 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $70.34 per barrel to $65.75 per barrel. Regional airline Raven Alaska announced recently it was stopping service to the Aleutian Islands. That leaves three communities it served, Unalaska, Cold Bay, and Sam Point, with only one commercial airline. Before COVID, the ferry was a reliable and affordable option for folks along the Aleutian chain, but ferry sailings to the Aleutians were slashed in 2020, following a turbulent period that also saw commercial airline travel to Unalaska halt temporarily. This means options for coming and going in the region are limited, although Aleutian Airways, the remaining provider, says their prices won't change. I spoke with KUCB's Andy Lusk about the new travel landscape. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Ava.
So Raven announced it would stop flying to the Aleutians this summer, but air travel in the region, it's never been easy. Remind us of the recent history of disrupted travel to Dutch Harbor up to now.
The days of Penn Air flying the Grumman Goose into Dutch Harbor are behind us. This current saga really started in 2019 when a fatal incident killed a passenger. When that happened, all commercial air service to Unalaska stopped for weeks. The city passed an emergency resolution to operate charter flights, and some Unalaskans formed a Facebook group to organize charters themselves. And that group's still around, by the way. It was a pretty big deal for a community of about 5,000 people.
Raven Air Group declared bankruptcy earlier in the pandemic, not after the crash, is that right?
That's right. It wasn't long after the crash, and they filed in spring of 2020. Later that year, a California-based commuter airline bought some of Raven's planes and two of their operating certificates. A new company, Raven Alaska, formed under the leadership of CEO Rob McKinney and eventually started flying to Unalaska again.
Got it. And I understand that the company replaced McKinney this summer.
There was a slew of shakeups leading up to that. Earlier this year, Raven laid off more than a quarter of its employees. Then Tom Shea replaced McKinney as CEO, which led to Alaska Airlines suspending their mileage sharing agreement with Raven. That's when you can earn or use miles from one airline to buy tickets on another.
That's a winding road to where we're at right now. So what's the current travel situation in Alaska? If I wanted to get there today, how could I do that?
If you wanted to get to Unalaska right now, with Raven leaving, your options in the Aleutians are diminished. But the company will continue to serve a few different locations to and from Anchorage. That's St. Paul, St. Mary's, Unalakleet, Valdez, and Homer. Aleutian Airways, which became Raven's only commercial competitor in Unalaska in 2022, still serves Unalaska, Cold Bay, and Sandpoint. Their schedules aren't changing, so what you had before with them is what you have today.
And there are charter flights in and out of Unalaska.
They'll cost more, but are still an option. The only other way, bar flying your own puddle jumper or riding on a fishing boat, is to take the ferry, which comes in the summer. Obviously, the travel situation isn't ideal, but it's not the worst it's ever been. Airline competition was a relatively new thing here, and it looks like it wasn't meant to last. Other smaller Alaskan communities like ADAC have only one airline, too. Alaskans off the road system are hurting for reliable, affordable travel options. The ferry, the trusty tusty as we call it, is getting up there in age, and sailings are less frequent today than they were 5 years ago. So you might look at air travel options instead. Average round-trip airfare between Unalaska and Anchorage is about $1,400 per person. So now imagine trying to travel as a family. You're staring down thousands upon thousands of dollars just to get to and from Anchorage, never mind your final destination.
What makes air travel to Unalaska so difficult just from a technical standpoint?
A short runway, which isn't slated to be extended anytime soon. It would take some serious planning. On Alaska's runway starts and ends at a waterline, so you'd have to build out into the ocean or move it somewhere else. That means for the time being, only smaller planes can make it in and out, not bigger jets like you see in Anchorage or even ADAC, which happens to have a long runway thanks to a bygone naval presence.
So what's next?
Folks in the Aleutians aren't strangers to having only one airline serve the region, and they're used to steep ticket prices, even if they aren't happy about it. I'm not getting the sense that another company will step in. However, an Aleutian Airways spokesperson did say they're looking to expand their fleet next year. Right now, they have 4 Saab 2000s spread across routes.
Wow. Well, hopefully travel opportunities stay consistent, especially during the busier seasons. Thank you so much for your time, Andy.
Appreciate you having me on.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.